going?
It's going. What's the other word they say when you get it right?
Fuck. Please tell me someone knows. Someone's going to know that. That's the only thing that's happening in my brain right now. That's the only thing that's happening. That's the only thing that's going on in my brain right now.
Craziest thing is I don't think there's any, those videos can be up to like 7 minutes long.
And I had no idea.
No other TikTok will keep me as invested as a video.
No TV show, no movie, no book.
Of young children in a different country of which I do not know the location.
Yeah.
Putting bottles, guessing the color of a bottle.
$5 or whatever it is.
Sometimes it's like a bag of chips. Have you seen the one with the little ball? Where they roll it and then they have like a piece of like tin roof, you know, like wavy tin roof or like the side of what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. They have a ball and they have to roll it down this thing and then there's a tin roof right here, little thing like this. They roll it down and however far it gets on the tin, it goes and then hits one of those ridges and then rolls down into a bucket. And the bucket determines whether or not you get a bag of chips
or
a juice.
Yeah.
Or there's one other thing I can't remember.
That's
it's not $5. It's never cash. I've never seen cash.
Listen, it kind of reminds me. No, it's not the same game at all. But we need games.
Mm.
We're gonna try and have a game night tonight. We need games in our lives. We do. I was thinking about it. I was like, I need my brain to be. I haven't played a board game. Or like I showed you, one of my favorites is the color puzzle.
Yes.
The app.
Yes.
What is it called? Color sort. It's
a little test tube.
If you're on a flight, if you're an anxious person, if you need something to do
when you're taking a poop,
that's right. Or you're on the subway and you're listening to this podcast, play that game. Audiobook. Whatever it is.
Play that game.
It's really good. What was I going to say?
It's my poop game. I will say that.
Is it? You've beat me now. It's my airplane game. So it's whenever I'm on airplanes, but just like all the time. No, it's like twice a year.
Yeah. No, but I feel like you probably get about as many done in a flight as I do in between flights. With the amount of poops that I'm taking.
Wait, how long it takes you to LA? 5.5 hours. So mm-hmm. You're pooping for 5.5 hours.
Yeah, like not at one single time.
Oh.
I mean, you know, like over the course, let's say you're going to LA twice, you know, I'm probably pooping for 5.5
Why
hours.
Why do you guys take so long?
It's not, I think it's just kind of like.
You just chill?
It's kind of like a little chill time just for a second. I did see on Shark Tank one time, there was this just like silly gag gift that these people were pitching, and it was a little timer that you put behind the toilet.
Yeah.
And it's like a 2-minute timer or something like that so that you don't waste your time sitting on the toilet. And both Mark Cuban and Mr. Wonderful and can't think of the other guy's name right now. Shit.
I don't know Shark Tank. I know Dragon's Den.
Yeah.
Different.
I've seen it. I love that one too.
Canadian.
The Canadian version. Yeah. Some of the same characters on there though.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, they all said, I don't like this because my like bathroom time when I'm
is my time.
Doing that is the time where I just get to step away for a second and just chill.
I'm going to go ahead and I have a theory here.
Mm-hmm. Theorize. Come on.
Because pooping is so normalized in the male world, I'm going to go ahead and say that women, we're all pretending like we didn't take a shit. So we're in and out. So we're trying to get it as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So then you go, huh? Like even here, when I'm here, I'm like, no, I just peed.
I'm like, okay, I have to go pee. Can I?
I'm like, no. I'm going to go ahead and say.
That's the Wizard Rocco bit.
That's why women, because
PSA.
It's not normalized to poop as a woman, as a as a female species, we can't take our time in there. We can't. It's in and out.
And let's change that.
Let's change up. I know sometimes I pee and I just sit there, but anyways, and I scroll my phone. Ah, I'm addicted to the thing. It's my little drug. Anyways.
I have no problem with it. A lady stepping away to...
You don't get the ick. You don't go...
No.
You go... Oh.
No.
I just hate that last.
I think it's particularly different when they try to cover it up. Because then I step into the bathroom after and I'm like, oh, it's kind of stinky in here. What'd you do?
Nothing. I can't even ask you that because it's just going to hurt my feelings.
They go, nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing. I didn't do anything. I'm like, okay. Just embrace it. Everybody does it. Hey, guys.
Hi, everybody.
This is a PSA.
Everybody love our little poops. Intros. Oh. I thought you were... I'm sorry. Someone else commented that I... So one person commented that I interrupt you and I'm done now. I'm not going to talk today.
Mm-hmm.
I've decided I'm not talking on the podcast. It's so great to have everybody here. Hi, everybody. We love you. I can't talk anymore. That's kind of... Yeah. I'm usually the talker and Kyle's usually the pretty one. I'm the ugly, funny one, and Kyle's the hot, quiet one. And now I'm going to be the quiet, silent one.
It's easy.
And the ugly one.
It's easy. All you do is wait for a break in the conversation from somebody. You just wait for a small break right now. And the thing, okay, I'll tell you what, one of my issues. The reason that I told you the other day, I feel like people often talk over me is because I take a lot of pauses when I talk. Not for dramatic reasons or whatever. I just, opposite from you, let my brain think first and then I talk. As opposed to sometimes, as we've stated,
okay.
you'll talk and your brain is going faster than your mouth and you're like, and it just will like kind of jarble up and whatever, you know?
Because we got shit to do.
We do have shit to do.
I got places to be. I can't. And a lot of the time... You say the end of your story at the beginning of the story, and then you continue to say the story. So there's no.
Okay. Well,
hook.
Listen.
I'm not like, what is that? Someone commented that too. They're like, that's my new favorite unintentional bit is Veronica just itching out of her skin as Kyle tells a story that she already knows the end of it.
Sorry. Listen. It's in filmmaking, people do that all the time. I brought this up, but Tarantino, he plays with that a little bit. You kind of get a little bit of this in the future, then you're back a couple of years, and then you're nah, nah, nah. And then you're like, oh, that makes sense because of this.
I forgot about Tarantino.
He said this and that. The same with Derek Cianfrance, you know, Blue Valentine. He's starting here, then all of a sudden it's 5 years earlier, and then it's back to 5 years, and then back to 5 years earlier.
How did
back
they get there? How did they get there?
And you're kind of just like stacking up like this.
I want to know, how do you get there? How do you get there?
So sometimes starting with the end of the punchline is
the way to go.
Kind of genius. It's just a little genius.
I see where you're coming from, but as someone, I'm the hyper one. I might need a sip of that. I kind of want a sip of that.
You want a sip of cold brew?
I do. Just a little bit. I okay. need it. I had a full English brush.
I want you to take a big old sip of that.
I had a whole English breakfast tea. Sounded like I was speaking a different language.
That's one of those mouth warm-ups from... Yeah, that's ASMR. One of those mouth warm-ups from Anchorman. English breakfast tea, you know? Can get your English breakfast tea. Say it a couple times.
English breakfast tea.
English breakfast. Like that you hit the t.
Mm. But it's two. It's a double t.
English
breakfast tea.
Tea.
English breakfast tea. It's two.
English breakfast tea.
Tea.
Yeah, I did it.
English breakfast tea.
Tea. English breakfast tea.
Nice. There you go.
Breakfast.
What was another one I had was red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather.
Lady Gaga, Lady Gugu, Lady Gaga, Lady Gugu.
Lady Gaga, Lady Gugu, Lady Gaga, Lady Gugu.
Oh, fuck. Excuse me. Okay, you give me one.
Sipping spicy margarita.
Jim and Pam from the office.
Yeah, that's good. We're warmed up now.
I think we're warmed up.
Yeah. Well, there's the other classic one.
Jim and Pam from the office.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one.
Yep.
I did have quite a bit of sips there.
That's cold brew too.
Fuck. Mommy, help me.
Highest potency. I'm pretty sure the highest potency of caffeine.
I want ice cream. It's working.
Fuck, here we go. Well, while we're riding that high, let's jump into the
Hi everybody, thank you for joining
episode
us.
Episode 16.
It's been a pleasure and a wonderful time. I don't even know where to begin, where to end. I do feel like we are in our groove.
You're feeling back.
I'm feeling Canadian. I'm feeling I'm feeling passionate. I'm feeling re-energized, people. We've been getting a lot of that vitamin D here in in New York. We've been going for little walks here and there to go get a coffee, go get a latte, Wow, am I a basic bitch much? Like, so then we do that and we just soak it in, right? I've also been drinking or eating Ollie vitamin D.
Gimme. I've been taking AG1. Episode 16 is
still not sponsored, but it will be one day.
But wait, episode 16 is brought to you by AG1. Guys, I take AG1 because it helps not to supplement all of the vitamins that I don't get from the foods that I eat. I typically am eating whole foods. I typically like to get my nutrition from whole foods throughout the day. This morning I had a morning bun, Earl Grey morning bun. It's like a cinnamon roll, whole food. For lunch yesterday, I had tacos. I like to get whole food nutrition.
I might have a bit of your AG1 today.
Oh yeah?
If you'd allow me.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. If you'd allow me to have it.
I'd allow that.
I just thought of, as you were speaking there, as I was not listening, I just thought of a Polish tongue twister that I want you to try with me.
Okay, let's go. Challenge accepted.
Okay. Oh fuck.
God. I'm already fucked.
You are. And everyone at home, I want you to try this too. Chrząst brzmi w trzcinie. Chrząst brzmi w trzcinie. Chrząst.
Chrząst. That sounds French. Chrząst.
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 Chrząst. Chrząst.
Chrząst.
Brzmi.
Brzmi.
W trzcinie.
W trzcinie.
W trzcinie.
W trzcinie. I say it like a little Italian.
Chrząst brzmi w trzcinie.
Chrząst. I'm making it sound French.
You can. Give it a little twist.
Say it one more time.
Chrząst brzmi w trzcinie.
Say that second word.
Brzmi.
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 Vibrates. Like.
Chrząst brzmi w trzcinie.
Great. Great.
And that means.
I need to get. Because I sometimes say words. It's a bug.
It's a. That whole thing that you just said is a bug.
Chrząst is a bug.
Okay. So a bug.
Bzmieft, I don't even know how to.
A bug tickled my neck is what that means. I guarantee it. That's what
I have
that
to call
means.
My mom and ask her, actually.
A bug tickled my neck.
Let's. Should I face her? We're going to dial right in. Now? Let's do it.
We're going to dial her in.
Yep. We're dialing my mom.
Beep, boop, 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 beep, beep, beep.
We're going to see.
Calling a friend.
Calling a friend.
You're going to have to hold her up to the mic.
Okay.
I don't know if you should. She probably.
She normally answers the phone. She goes, hey, cunt.
No, she doesn't.
My mom hates it when I swear.
She does not say cunt.
Obviously not.
I feel even weird saying that on here.
Yeah, she goes, hey, bitch.
No, she doesn't.
And then she says something really controversial. She answers, girl, I'm going to try my dad.
Okay. We're dialing it in.
We're trying. I hope you guys can hear my parents. They are. Well, okay. Here we go.
In the meantime, I went on a run this morning. There's something that's really powerful and energizing about waking up to
Tata.
Exercise and a run.
Oh,
here we go.
Tata?
Hi, Tata.
Hi. We're recording our podcast right now, so you are live, by the way.
Oh geez.
I just wanted to know, what is, I was teaching Kyle, what does that mean?
It is like a beetle, has a special noise, you know, like this rattling noise. And he does that in the reeds.
In the reeds?
The reeds.
Yeah, okay.
Tchina, in the Tchina is the reeds, like in the reeds field. You know, like on the shore of the lake or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Is beetle.
Yeah.
Bzmi is that the sound he makes with his wings. You know, like.
Yes.
Ev is in. It's because we're Shina is the reeds. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Do you have any other Polish tongue twisters while we have you?
Like Polish tongue twisters?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are some. Yeah, I have to tell you right now?
Yeah, right now, quickly, because we're just recording. So if you have one, but if you don't, no problem.
Okay, I can think about it. You call me in a minute.
No, we can't call you back. This is now or never. We don't edit. We don't edit our podcast. That's the wonderful thing. We are raw and
great.
Yes. So this is happening now. Okay. So you don't have a single one.
I don't think about it. You took me out. I'm working now.
Oh, he's working. Yeah. We're all working. So are we.
Well, thank you for that. Now we know what it means.
Thank you, Dad.
I recovered from my procedure yesterday. So.
What was the procedure?
Colonoscopy.
Okay. Okay. Hey.
Hope we got good results.
Well, I hope you're resting up that.
5 years, yes. I'm not experienced receiver of that.
Oh my God. Well, Dad, thank you so much for coming on, and maybe we'll have you back some other time.
Yes, we'll be healed. Okay,
thanks. Okay. Cześć,
Tata. Bye.
I hope we could actually hear that.
I think you can.
Okay.
Definitely. So there we have it. The beetle rattles in the reeds.
Yeah, which is also
kind of beautiful.
Also, even in English, hard to say. The beetle rattles in the reeds. The beetle rattles in the reeds.
So good. So let's all, everybody comment down below. Wishing Veronica's dad a great colonoscopy or healing of
recovery
from the colonoscopy.
And wish him good results.
That does remind me, now that we're on the topic, I'll say it.
We already talked about poop.
So I'm going to go ahead. I was in the seventh grade, right? And I was, I hope I haven't told the story. So I was in seventh grade and I'm, a young woman, I'm 13 years old. And my dad had gone to get a colonoscopy because he had a little bit of blood in the stool or blood in coming out of gut. And so I'm in seventh grade. It is my crush's birthday. April 11th.
Your crush's name was April 11th?
No. Oh. My crush, I won't say the name, but it was also his 13th birthday.
Wow.
Or, yeah.
Teenager. So I think teenager. That's a big.
Or 14th birthday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Or 13th. So I might've been 12, whatever. So, and I come home from school and I'm watching Emperor's New Groove. I hope you've seen it. the show that is a spinoff of Emperor's
New Groove.
New Groove.
The movie.
Or a new school. What's the one? One of the ones.
No idea.
So I'm in the bathroom and I pulled down my pants and I look away and I see there, of course, there's some blood.
Okay.
And I go, Mom, Mom, I have what Dad has. I'm freaking out. Like, I have what Dad has. It's genetic. It's genetic. I need to go to the hospital. Turns out it was just my first period.
Oh,
turns out it was just my first
that's
period.
So nice.
So that was my first period story.
Wow.
So that's the best. Nice. Really took me back. It that's really, really sweet took that we get me to hear back.
That. That you guys get to hear that Monday morning.
I'm an open book. I'm an open book, everyone.
You really are. You know, I thought really, really, really deep and hard to try to find an embarrassing story.
Yes. And please.
I still don't really have anything that's that.
Oh my God.
But I do have a good one. I have a story that's kind of, not necessarily embarrassing, but it was a moment where I was like, I'm fucked. I just got myself so in trouble. Okay. You want to hear the story? Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
So this has got to be maybe 10th grade, maybe 11th. I'm either a sophomore or a junior. And
okay, what is it? Give it to me again.
10?
Sophomore, what is it? Junior, beta?
In the order?
Yeah.
Freshman?
Ninth grade.
Sophomore? Junior.
Junior, senior.
Yep.
Sophomore? Freshman, junior, senior.
Freshman,
sophomore, junior, senior.
Senior.
Thank you.
So I was either a sophomore or junior in high school. And I was at a party or going to a party the next day, leaving to go on a trip with my friend and his family to LA. We're going to LA. And we go to this party at my friend's house and her parents, or her dad was, you know, notorious for just being kind of like chill and cool so people could come over. Maybe he wasn't there. I don't know. People were drinking and stuff. I wasn't really into drinking at this time in my life. Was into smoking. And so I go outside.
You do give stoner vibes. You give stoner vibes.
Yeah, of course. I know I can only stop by this party because I got to go back to my friend's house and he's driving back to his house. And I go outside. Someone rolled a nice blunt. Not a joint. We're not smoking a bong. It's a blunt.
How much were you smoking at this time?
Pretty frequently. Like every weekend.
Weekend. Okay. Yeah. I thought you were like a school
smoker. No.
Okay.
Never did wake and bake before school, anything. Never hit it on just like a...
Your parents are going to be so happy to hear this.
Yeah. But they already know this kind of story.
While you're open with your parents. Well.
And yeah. So we go to this party, a bunch of people there hanging out. I go outside. Someone's sitting up like against the car with a blunt. And I'm like, let me get some of that. And so I...
You burp? Did you burp?
I burped. Take another big one off this blunt.
Okay.
And person I'm with out there whose blunt this was, they were like, chill. Like,
you're going crazy.
Don't.
Forgetting to hold the mic. Yeah.
Don't own that. That's not yours. And I was like, my bad. I thought this was like a puff pass type situation, whatever. And I took like two big rips off of it. And he was like, that's like strong shit, whatever. I get high. So high. Incredibly high. And I was just like, oh fuck, I'm baked. I look at my friend Sam and I'm like, let's go. Let's get out of here. He didn't smoke. He was, you know, DD, whatever. Yeah. We hop in his car. He had this classic red Toyota Camry that was just so, anytime I saw it, I was just like, that's Sam was his name. So we get in the car. And at this time of my life, I have this new obsession with McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Wait.
McDonald's
chicken
nuggets.
What year was this? 1940s?
With honey.
50s?
This is important.
Okay.
McDonald's chicken nuggets with honey, specifically using
honey. So I discovered honey this new thing. Okay, yeah.
As a dipping sauce.
Yeah.
Even discovering, you got to hold that up, you know.
I'm listening. I'm not interrupting. I'm putting it down so I'm listening.
But you might have something to say.
I'm picking it up when I have to.
So I have this obsession, chicken nuggets and honey. We pull through the drive-thru of McDonald's. I'm like, let me get 10 chicken nuggets. He gets maybe a burger, maybe also chicken nuggets. I can't remember. We get the bag and they put in, we of course ask for the honey as well. They put in an additional 10, which is just like, hi Kyle's.
Jackpot.
Hi Kyle's, you know, dream come true.
Yeah. Let's just say when I get high, I get the munchies and I get hungry.
So I get 20 nuggets and we're in the car. I'm like, fuck, dude. And while we're driving, I keep saying to Sam, I'm like, dude, that weed was so good. I'm so high. Like, and I was feeling great. I wasn't like paranoid or whatever. I was just like,
good high.
I was just like, dude, that weed was so good. Like that was incredible weed. And he's like, hell yeah, dude. Like great, great, great. Whatever. Get the nuggets. We go back to his house. His mom is up and home at the table. I loved his parents. They loved me back. And we sit down at his table and, you know, I'm like noticeably high, but I keep it cool. I keep it under control. And so we're sitting there, we're at the table and I'm eating these nuggets, dipping them in the honey. And I'm like, this is just incredible. This is awesome. But also kind of like still just really, really, really high. And I'm eating them and I say out loud, I say, damn, this is really good honey. That's what I say. I'm like, damn, this is good honey. So I'm dipping it and eating it. And, you know, I'm really in it. And I look up and my friend Sam is looking at me like, as if I like fucked up or something. And his mom is looking at me with her glasses pulled down and looking at me like over the ridge of her glasses like this.
You're
and
in
I'm
trouble.
I'm like, something happened here and I don't know what just happened, but I'm really catching this sense of something bad just happened. And so I look at Sam. My heart is just like pounding. I'm like, what the fuck did I do? What, like, can she just tell that I'm high or whatever? And I look at Sam and I'm like, yo, let's go upstairs and play Call of Duty just to get out of there. I just wanted to get out of being around his mom. And we go upstairs and I turn to him and I'm like, what was that? What happened down there? And he's like, are you fucking serious? And I was like, what? I was like, what? And he was like, you don't know what you just did? And I was like, no. And he's like, you're sitting there eating these chicken nuggets and out of nowhere, you just say, damn, this is really good weed. And I was like, what? I was like, no, I didn't.
No.
I was like, I said honey. And he's like, no, you straight up are just eating this and you just said, damn, this is good weed.
Oh my fucking
God. I was like, no, I didn't. I didn't say that. We're about to go on a trip.
Oh.
Like I'm going to be with his family for 6 days. In LA,
and we were going cocky for the first time. Motherfucker, who's like, just like, yeah.
I was like, damn, this really is good weed. And so I'm just like laying on his
damn.
On the floor of his bedroom the night before. Didn't get an ounce of sleep because I was just like, I'm gonna wake up in the morning and they're gonna tell me they don't want me to go on this trip
because you smoke
because weed. I was smoking weed, and I'm a bad influence on their son now, and I'm a bad kid,
yeah,
and they loved
over.
Me. They. Thought I was the best kid in the world and now I've just ruined it all because I just said, damn, this is good weed. When I thought that I said, damn,
this is good honey.
This is good honey.
So then what happened the next day?
Because that's all I'm thinking. So I wake up, go downstairs.
Morning.
Got my bag. Yep. Good morning. Whatever. We go on our way. No word of it. They didn't say it.
Yeah.
Nothing. And I was just in the clear. I was on my best behavior on that trip. You better believe.
But oh my gosh.
I was definitely like, oh, fuck, I really fucked up on that. Not That's embarrassing
funny.
Necessarily, but
no.
In a way it's like I was really kind of
yeah,
struggling on that trip because I had to be on my best behavior.
I am somebody who is terrified of authority. I've never been good with teachers. I've never been good with parents. I've never been good with coaches. If someone's older than me, I don't know how to talk to you. It's really weird. I shut off.
Really?
Yeah, I'm really bad at it. I'm really bad at, for some reason, I just get really like shy and weird.
Like parents too?
Yeah. like friends of, yeah. Like I was always like the weird quiet one.
Interesting.
Which is like, I used to be that way around guys too. Like boys. Couldn't speak. Paralyzed. So anyways, that I don't know why that reminded me. Or just getting in trouble in general was like, could be, I still am like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah.
If I have any.
Imagine being high around that. I got another one. I'm not even going to go into the full details of this one. 4th of July, I am going to my friend's house for a party. And he's like, okay, this is, we're going to go to this thing. But first, let's go to this other party that this other kid is having. Mm-hmm. It's in Northern Kentucky, which is right across the river from Cincinnati. But I still go, you know, because it's not that far away. It's like a 45-minute drive from home, though. My friend Tom is like, I'll go and DD, whatever. I want to just go to this thing and say, what's up? Bunch of people from high school are going to be there. I step outside with a friend of mine over there. I smoke. I get really high. I have a sip of a Bud Light Platinum, which if you know what that is.
Yum.
It's just more alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Is it in the what are those called?
It's like a blue bottle.
Is it kind of skinnier though?
It's a bit skinnier,
shotgun?
I feel
No, what are those called? Cooler? No, fuck. What are those called?
I don't know.
They're called something. It's just a bottle. They're like more alcohol. I had a phase where I would bring them to parties too.
Okay. It's a Bud Light Platinum. I had a sip.
Okay.
Just of my friend's because he had it downstairs. Didn't have a full one. And just really high. Upstairs at one point, just with some friends. I think maybe that's where we smoked. It was like up in someone's bedroom or whatever. And then I look downstairs and I just hear people like, fuck, 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 dip, 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 get out, get out. And there's cops, a bunch of cops there. And I'm like, God damn it. And so I go downstairs and I'm like trying to slip out with my friend, but they're like at the door and they're like, we see anyone leaving.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Like, that's it. That's it. And I was like, God fucking damn it.
Right.
Like I am stuck now. I don't want to go into this full story. They split the room up though into like they had like this like full sort
what?
Of like cop thing. They kept everyone in. They're like, if you're under the age of 18, you go on this side of the room. If you're
what
above the age
fuck?
Of 18, you go on this side of the room.
Cops in Canada? Okay, obviously not great.
Yes, like, yes.
But honestly, when they come to parties, at least when I was young, they would just go, okay, everyone, it's the end. And then they like let you know what I mean? Like they
the
don't,
only difference-
they're not trying to-
is that this is, we're in Kentucky now, okay?
Jesus.
So we're in the South once you cross the river as opposed to the Midwest. Now you're in the South.
Okay.
So you got Southern cops, even though it's not really like South, but it's still the South. You got Southern cops and this area is not like a city. It's more of a outside of the city vibes where cops kind of take themselves a little more seriously,
yes.
I feel like.
Well, I'll still.
So anyway, they say 18, under 18, this side of the room, above 18, this side of the room. And then within these groups, if you've been drinking, you split to this corner. And if you've been drinking, you split to this corner. They let the above 18 haven't been drinking. They made them all do a breathalyzer.
Who has this amount of time?
Made him go. I don't know. It was crazy.
Kids have been partying since the beginning of time and they will continue to.
It was crazy.
Give them not even give them a warning. Just go, yeah. And then go home.
And then above 18 and drinking, they said, as long as you can get a ride from one of these people who haven't been drinking, you're good to go. I was 17 at the time. So I'm on the other side of the room. And I'm thinking to myself, I had a sip of beer. I'm not going to blow zeros.
Jesus.
I'm not going to blow zeros. So I was freaking out. I didn't know what side of the room to stand on. And then I was just being like really polite with the cops, but I was so high. I was so high. And then what ended up happening was I had to call my mom to come pick me up at like 1:30 in the morning in Kentucky, 45 minutes away. She wasn't happy. She comes and picks me up. And I feel like she's watching this, so she'll be able to send me a text about it and see. I feel like she thought I was drinking because I was a little out of it. But I also didn't want to be like, I wasn't drinking. I'm just high.
Yeah. Yeah. What's worse? Well.
But I was definitely a bit out of it. But yeah, she had to come pick me up and she was like, you told me you were going here. And I also really never lied to my parents.
Mm-hmm.
I would have told them that this is where I was going if That was my plan ahead of time.
Plans but
it
changed.
Just, it just yep, came up.
Yep, yep.
I really, if I was going to a party, I told my parents. But yeah, being in front of these big ass cops, just high as hell. And just because I had a sip of beer, I was like, there's no way I'm going to blow zeros. There's no way I'm going to blow zeros. I was like freaking out about it. So I didn't know what side of the room to stand on and all this shit. It was bad. I took my ID out. I was going to try to tell them I was 18.
Yeah.
I like put my ID in my sock because they were like checking everyone's ID. I don't know. Just being high in front of authority.
It's crazy how many, like how many stories we both, or like just in high school in general. Like now I'm like, I don't even remember what I did last weekend. And then for some reason I have like every weekend in my head from high school of like, and I was partying like twice a weekend, like going.
But also
and
those.
Maybe I wasn't drinking. Well, I just was like going out. Like I, this one time, well, I was also like a theater kid. So everything was like, everybody was really horny.
Yeah.
Like,
and also probably also just down to party and go crazy a little bit.
Oh my God. Yeah. It was so much like, but I was also, I had a bit of both of an experience of like, being where I went to like the fun parties that were like busted by cops or like, or whatever popular kid parties. But then I was also had like the other end of it of like the improv parties and the theater, musical theater kids parties. Those were like, now thinking about like, there's this one.
Different ball game.
Oh my God. Okay. I have this, my first like gay friend ever. Cause there was like, not well openly gay guy who I took dance classes with, who I'm still like friendly with. I won't say his name, but he's so sweet. I don't know if he listens, but and we would go to his house and we would call them Kesha fantasies. And we would just fucking blast Kesha or listen. It would be like 13 girls and this one gay guy. And we would like, we were too old and we were like making up dances. We were in this like blasting like Lady Gaga, like Monsters, put your claws up. Like we were like, and then we'd make out with each other.
Yeah, that's the most then, fucking theater improv shit so then, ever.
So then we were like, okay, like, fuck, this is so stupid. And we would barely drink because like, some of our parents would give us alcohol, some of us weren't, but like we would like have, I don't know, two coolers of like really like sugary shit. And
drinking age in Canada is
19.
Okay.
At least in Ontario. And so we like, again, we're in the middle of the suburbs. I can't explain to you where I grew up. There's no way to walk anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's just,
you gotta drive.
You have to drive to go to a convenience store to do anything. So we're like, let's dress up and let's fucking get pissed drunk and walk around the neighborhood. What was our, like, so we dress up. I'm wearing like a Lady Gaga shirt I got from like H&M.
Yeah.
With like fucking bright blue lipstick. Like we're all like, in high heels and we're
something
strutting.
Like really like daring.
Oh, fucking like zebra leggings. We're strutting around this dark neighborhood at like 10:30 PM. No one can see us. And we're like, ah, whoa. We're going like crazy. We're like, oh, rah, rah, yeah. Rah, rah, rah. Then of course, like, I love this part too of like, then one of us like meets a guy.
Yeah.
Like we're like, one of us texts someone, we're like,
let's meet
I'm
up with,
wasted. Like I'm
wasted.
Let's meet up with Brian. Let's meet up. We share like a cigarette. We're like, whatever my friend like makes out with him, we head back. So we head back. This is all one story in my mind, even though we did this like 30 times in my life. We head back. We're like, fuck, we're crazy. And so my other friend's like, I'm going to send a nude. I'm checking the sky. I'm saying a nude. And meanwhile, we're like getting, I think we're going to the hot tub. We're like, let's go in the hot tub.
Who had a hot tub?
This guy.
Oh, he had a hot tub.
His parents did.
Yeah.
So we're like, you know, let's go in the hot tub. And we're like, and so we're all like changing and she's like, and it's, I'm in the room with her, just me and her. And she's like, I'm going to send this guy a picture. And obviously I don't even, if I feel weird talking about this because we were kids, but you know what I mean? Like,
we're
not
like 16.
Whatever, like shit, you know.
People
did
that. People did that. I didn't.
Don't condone it. Don't recommend it. Whatever.
But people did that.
So I'm literally, she's taking the picture in the mirror and there's like a body mirror and I'm in the background changing for, so I'm in the background, just my ass is out. Changing into a bathing suit, into a one-piece bathing suit. Because I was like the virgin. I was like the, I didn't make out with anyone. I was really like, I'm not doing that stuff. I swear, I would tell you. Maybe I did like pecs, but I was like, not.
What year was it? So you were younger than 16 or 17. This was like 14.
No. I like was making out with boys, but I wasn't like making out with my... Anyways, I don't even know what I'm saying.
Okay.
But so I'm like, rolls. Like, I'm just like this, like.
Oh, you're in the background like, of the photo.
Of the photo. A blurry, just ass. Cellulite ass is just like me, like changing into my like one piece because I'm the virgin of the group.
Meanwhile, your friend is in some like hot pose.
Oh, it is. And I just love that story so much because it's so that it's still me. Like I'm like trying, I'm like kind of there. And then I was like always the last, I grew up in a scary place. And like my friends were like doing shit young.
Scary.
Like not, well, a little rough sometimes. And my friends were like doing shit when they were 12. I shouldn't even say that, but like, and I was the one that I was like, I can't, like they'd like put me in rooms with guys and I'd be like, I can't do that.
That's so surprising to me actually.
And then I rebelled a little bit later. Yeah. But
hold on. You're calling where you're from scary now?
It's a little rough.
This morning you were on such a...
Well, my town.
Okay.
But where I'm talking about Canada in general and my Canadian pride.
Veronica.
That's what I was on this
Veronica
morning.
Is on a tirade of Canadian patriotism and I'm here for it. I'm not shaming her by any means, but there's a bit of a, what's going on?
There's an energy there.
What's going on? Let's talk about it.
It's this. And a lot of people are not from Canada who is, or not from the US who listen to this. So I'm sure you know. You guys just...
Okay, don't say you guys.
Okay.
The United States.
United
say the
United States. Some Americans, I'm going to go with most, don't realize that there is a life beyond America.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. And specifically Canada, we're so new and so many of us are like children of immigrants. You just heard my dad with a thick Polish accent. That the identity, we're like insecure in our identity and like what it means to be Canadian and what that is. It's like being nice and liking hockey and going to Tim Hortons is what you know and mm-hmm. what I know of like even like what is it? We're like Americans are like, I was gonna say money hungry, but like I was like, you know what I mean? Like Wolf of Wall Street, fucking like, I don't know, but they're very like proud. They're very like, depends where you are. Like if you're from the South, you're like hard on your sleeve. You're very like warm. You're like funny and loud. And like, there's just so much culture in being American.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're still like, there is a culture in Canada, but I don't know how to describe that. And sometimes like you and Michael or whoever that I'm talking to here is just like, oh, but it's the same. It's so close. And I'm like, but it's so not the same. Mm-hmm. Like the shows we grew up on are different. Of course, some of them overlap, but like I was like, for example, Disney Channel, we didn't have Disney Channel.
Right.
Like it took me, it was like, we were late by like 2 months or something like in terms of the episodes, like when I was in America and Florida, like when my parents, I was like glued to the TV because I was like, they have new episodes of Zack and Cody or whatever it was, or shows I've never even seen.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you guys have our shows and food and like just the way that we speak to each other. And anyways, I'm just kind of on this, I talked about it in the last podcast, but like listening to, you know, CBC interviews with some like Canadian filmmakers and how everyone just runs away. Not runs away, but like it's such a... to say that you've made it is leaving Canada.
It's a goal to get out.
It's a goal to get out. And that is and was my goal to leave openly because there's a ceiling, because there's... because nobody, to be honest, no one really like fucked with me in Canada. No one really got what I was doing. And it pissed me off. And I was like, and the second I moved, it's like, okay. And now everyone's fucking with me at least like to a certain degree. And
everything started whoosh, ramping up.
Totally. And I was always very driven and like I was 20, whatever, 20, I think. And I was like going around to like production companies in Canada being like, make my show. I had no idea what I was doing. And like, everyone's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, why? Or even wanting to make a little bit of money doing what I do was like looked down on in Canada. And you know, there's just like, we're really apologetic. Everyone's nice. Like the things that we're making aren't really like some of us. There's some amazing shit. Oh my God. But no, but it's not really like risk taking. I don't know. I'm just like feeling kind of guilty about, cause I care about art in general. And I'm not in this to be famous. I'm not in this to be, no, like I just really want to make good stuff at the end of the day. And I'm kind of in this period of like, wow, I've really like sold my soul to the internet. And, but I want to be doing great things with my life and my career and obviously pay rent and stuff like that. But like.
But part of it too, it sounds like, is that you want to put that Canadian stamp on it.
Yeah, I do. And I feel guilty that.
You want the leaf on it.
Yeah, I just want, and not in a way that like Ryan Reynolds comes back and does like the fucking Vancouver Fair. I don't even know what he does. I'm just making that up. But like, you know, or that like, even seeing Justin Bieber, like he just coached the Leafs game and, or Leafs team or celebrity team or something like that. And like how just happy and like joyful he looked in the photos. He looks like, I think he's just like in a good period in his life. Go Justin. And he performed too, and he just looks like it's just home, and you can see that. And like, yeah, I just, I feel this, and I think I will bring it back at some point, even soon, I hope. Even me getting this sort of, not to say notoriety, but like, I don't know what the word is, but like where I've kind of achieved some things and am continuing to achieve things in America, where I then can go and make an indie feature with my friends or series and like, but bring it to like to the world, hopefully on like a universal kind of stage and show what it is, what it means to be Canadian and what that is and what our artists are making. Cause even, I'm sorry, I'm so going on this fucking thing. Cause I really believe that the we have the talent. I still go, I've been in New York for however, for fucking 5 months. No, but like, and I've been in LA. I'm in this industry. I think I'm doing okay right now. Obviously there are amazing American talents, but I really still believe that there are some of the best people, some of the most talented and unique people who are in it for the right reasons, who are really just such artists, hilarious people are in Canada.
Are in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And undiscovered and like not...
not just from Canada, not like, you know, Jim Carrey, whoever.
Mike Myers.
Mike Myers. No, he's funny. He's great. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
He's done tons. That's really great.
The Levies. The Catherine O'Hara. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that... it is interesting that a lot of people
John who Candy
are Canadian. Drake, Justin Bieber, The Weeknd.
Shawn Mendes.
Is he?
Yes.
See? Didn't even know.
Yes.
But that's
super. He's like, he's from like exactly the kind of town that I'm from.
yeah, I don't know why. Yeah. Can they stay there and be Canadian and really rock Canada and have this Canadian identity without being there? You know what I mean? Like, because Drake spends a lot of time in Canada. Drake does for sure.
I really respect
Six
that.
God.
Yeah. I mean, I would too if I had that amount of money to. Mm-hmm.
He stays warm in his. In his home.
He does, you know, yeah.
He stays warm.
I feel like he's around everywhere. I feel like the weekend was like, bye. Like he's from Mississauga and was like, peace. The second,
yeah.
The second yeah. he.
But Drake definitely a lot of Canadian pride, I feel like.
Yeah.
Even though he definitely spends a lot of time here and whatever. Yeah. But is Drake's music. Does it have like a Canadian stamp on it?
You know music more than I do, but like, is Drake like, has he invented like a sound?
I'll say this.
A little, yeah. Yeah,
the Toronto stuff that was really popular.
Party Next Door.
All of that. Mm-hmm. Party, The Weeknd, mm-hmm. Drake, it all had this very.
Roy Woods was kind of on the come mm-hmm. up. And then I don't know how.
Just all of the OVO stuff had this very dark. Nature to it that to me felt Canadian and that it was like cold, like the music yeah. didn't feel like this warm fuzzy music. It was very like cold music when you listen to Party Next Door especially. I feel like it's very cold, which I guess could be Canadian. Mm. And all of the OVO sound and whatever has that same sort of thing, but
also,
I think
a lot of them are, again, I think, maybe I'm speaking in a term, but like children of immigrants and like kind of like bringing different of their different cultures into their music.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's interesting about Drake is that his family, at least his dad, is from the United States.
That's funny.
His dad's from Memphis.
And his mom is.
I don't know if his mom's Canadian. His mom's Jewish. I know that. Yeah.
I think Drake was, which is fine, but he had some money growing up. That's okay.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Not like American money, but like he's doing okay. That's fine.
It's interesting also in that podcast that you were playing me. I don't know what's going on with my fucking, where's that water at?
Dry
throat. It's winter, you know, it's dry out there. He was talking about, this is Matt Johnson, things feeling very Canadian or saying that things feeling Canadian.
Is a diss.
And that meaning that it feels.
I'll take a little sip back.
That it's like cheap or bad or something like that. And Degrassi feels very Canadian, but it doesn't feel bad. It also, in a weird way, feels really dark, even though it's like, mm-hmm. it feels like dark and cold, that show. In a way that it's not bad, but it feels Canadian in that it's got this weird kind of like, I don't even know. Like it feels like there's even like less people around outside of the set of the show. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's so bad, but it feels Canadian.
This is what I also love about Degrassi is like, I think I've gone on dates. Well, I keep throwing the spring around with three. I like it. I want to play with it. Stop. Let me play with it. It's this little spring.
Where did this come from?
I don't know. I found it on the ground and I love playing with it. I've like gone on dates with three guys from tour on Degrassi and I've been on Degrassi.
You were on Degrassi?
Yeah, I did an episode. I was a...
We have to find that.
Oh, no, you don't.
Yes, we do.
Some people are going to already find it. But I was racist on the show.
Oh, great.
I was a racist bully. And obviously I'm not, but someone had to play those roles and I had no money and that was my first TV thing I ever did.
A full episode you're in?
God, no. I had two lines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Nice.
Anyways, but yes, I mean, I have my show, I should announce this. I have a series coming out on Hulu and Amazon and hopefully I don't know. I'm not going to, hopefully somewhere else as well. Hulu here in America. Even like, oh, I hate that. I'm having like such, I just corrected myself and saying the States, because we say the States in Canada.
That's fine. People say the States all over.
Do they?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like that's like, even like how I corrected my sorry, you know what I mean? Like things I'm trying, but and I'm like, fuck, what, should I just fuck that? What am I doing?
Be you.
Be me.
Be you,
and
girl.
What was he saying?
The show.
And yeah, I have this like, oh, the show's coming out March 22nd. And we filmed it all in Canada. And we have an all-Canadian cast and crew. And it's very rare that something from Canada gets on Hulu or like anywhere else but Canada. So this is really special, I think. And I haven't seen the show. I'm nervous to see it. I had a great time doing it regardless. And everyone that was on it was amazing. But yeah, I have this like little fear of it looking Canadian. And then I'm like, fuck, what does that even mean? And, mm-hmm. and
Canada's having a bit of an identity crisis, maybe.
Well, not, we just always have. Because mm-hmm. even here, I'm having like the, like where you guys sometimes are like, oh, it's, yeah, it's so close. It's the exact same. I'm like, I don't know how to explain to you that it's just not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not.
Mm-hmm.
And the people here, like truly, I have a disconnect when I meet people here because New York's better, but like I have this like, it's like we almost have to like get on the tracks of like where I'm like so open and like, hi. And then there's people like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. Maybe it was more in LA, but like, mm-hmm. it doesn't feel like we speak the same language sometimes. Mm-hmm. We do because we have known each other and it depends for where people are from. But anyways.
Let me ask you this about Canada.
It doesn't matter. Like all I talk about is this. And I'm just
clearing my throat some more. I know at least between a place like Montreal and Toronto, there's definitely a huge difference in the identity of those places. But what about the rest? Like, you know, let's say Toronto versus Vancouver in terms of the people and how they are and
totally
whatever.
Totally difference. And like here, right? Like every state is different.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. From. Here, like there's the yes. massive difference of New Yorkers yeah. versus, you know, like Southerners. Someone from like New Orleans is going to be wildly different
yeah.
from somebody from New York.
I think the thing that I've been thinking about as well is like, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate of, and here there are obviously a ton of immigrants in, mm-hmm. in America.
Tons.
And a ton in Canada. And I'm a child of immigrants and grew up at home with a different culture, Polish culture, different foods. I was like the weird kid bringing like Polish food to school and people were like, what the fuck is that? And like, but then, you know, my friend had other sorts of foods and would also speak a different language at home. And then I come here as someone in my 20s now and like, I'm not in my 30s. Someone fucking said I was in my 30s. I'm in my 20s. And coming here, and now I'm not only not American, because back home, back in Canada, I was like, I felt kind of both of like, my blood is completely Polish, a little bit of Ukrainian in there. You know, the war happened. And I felt kind of like Canadian, but also there's this famous story of me driving in a van when I was like young, and my grandmas would come and nanny us because we'd like no money. And so my grandma's in the front seat of the car and we're like going camping or something. And I'm like 6 or 7 and I go, I'm Canadian. You're all Polish. And that just not feeling 100% something can feel like you're not anything sometimes. And now that I'm here, I'm not American at all, and I never will be.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I'm not really Canadian, but I'm not really Polish.
Yeah, I have a similar
so I'm nothing.
Thing sometimes, but it's more so in that, like, you know, here especially, you see so many just like Italian Americans that have all of this strong
pride.
Italian yes. pride and heritage and all of this stuff. And the majority of my blood, I guess, is Italian, or I identify the most with that just because my grandpa was just very Italian, and everyone else is kind of all over the place. Like, my dad's side of the family has been in the United States since like the 1600s mm-hmm. or something like that. Like, they've just been here forever and they're just English. So I don't really have any sort of thing. But the thing that I latch onto the most, especially being outside of it, being here in New York and when I was in New Orleans and in LA, was just being from the Midwest. Because the Midwest has such a different culture from the East Coast, from the South, from the
and
West
you rep
Coast,
that.
Whatever. And
yeah.
so I rep
Skyline.
Yeah, just the Midwest.
You do.
Just
you
the
do.
Feeling of being from the Midwest is so different than being from anywhere else. And so since I don't have Italian American to rep super hard and wear fucking the Italian flag on my shirt or anything like that, mm-hmm. I'm just like, I'm from the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the thing that I latch onto is like mm-hmm. my sort of
identity. Yeah.
As being a Midwesterner.
Yeah. I don't, it's
because I'm such a mix of everything. You
of
know?
Course. And that is usually, and that's what's exciting mm-hmm. in today's
but
world
I feel like
is
rock,
that we.
You rock Polish pretty hard.
I rock Polish, but then all of a sudden I'm at, you know, we're in a neighborhood here and I won't speak Polish to the
but that's not
clerk.
Because you don't
because I'm nervous
it.
About
you're
my Polish.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, well, I'm not that Polish because I'm not from Poland or like, and then I have to explain that I'm from Canada, but my parents are from Poland. But what I was going to say is like, that because most of all of my family, besides my mom and my dad and my sister, live in Canada, everybody else,
mm-hmm.
cousins, mm-hmm. aunts, uncles, live in Poland. And that also feels like weird going.
Totally.
Or not even weird. It feels like heartbreaking in a way. When I'm there, I try to go as often as I can. And now as an adult, I'm like paying for my trips out there and
yeah.
going by myself without my parents because I care about it and it's important to me. And I am, but I have such a disconnect now. And like, I have a connection with my cousins, but I also have a disconnection with them because culturally we are so fucking different.
Yeah.
That's where I feel Canadian. And that's where I go, it's okay to be Canadian because sometimes their ways are a bit harsh or blunt. Or they like judge me for being, because they hate like North America, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
You know, they're European. And so I feel not accepted or like not part of the family there because I see how close they are with my grandparents. And obviously I have such a deep family love with all of them. But yeah, it's just this weird, not, where am I going? Just like not being anything.
Yeah.
But also.
We're all just nothing.
But also repping all of it. And I'll continue to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I can really do is. We got to go, I was saying.
Fist bump for that.
Fist bump
for
that.
What is this? You just went like this for your fist bump.
Oh, it's because I'm holding on to my thingy.
My lucky spring.
It's such a serious episode, but that's okay.
I was just going to make the joke again. I was going to say, guys, this is a comedy podcast.
I know.
That was all a joke. What? We're kidding.
I don't know.
No, we're not.
Whatever.
It's cool. I like.
There's so many people that listen to this that are from all over the world,
yeah.
which I love. And
even if it is supposed to be funny or the direction we try to go most of the time is funny, I like that we don't. I'm not like, well, Veronica, let's not get too serious. You know what I mean? Like, we just let it go. We go wherever
yeah.
we go.
I don't care.
And that's that. Let's get into some of these questions.
Let's get into some of these questions. So I hope everyone
We're back with the Q&A. We dropped it for a while just because there were so many all the time. We were like, oh, we can't answer all of these. So now what we're going to do is we're bringing it back. We're just going to answer a couple that we pick out ahead of time. Maybe yours was lucky to get picked. Maybe not.
Yes.
But Veronica picked them out. And they're on not her Facebook Messenger, but they're on her photos because she screenshotted
Didn't
you screenshot them? I swear I saw you screenshot.
I did.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay. This is, I want you to go the fuck off with this.
Okay.
Not everyone's going to know this, but so I've been introducing Kyle to the RuPaul's Drag Race. And he is well-versed. I'm so proud. Okay.
Ask away.
Since we're all watching RuPaul's Drag Race together.
Yep.
We will be feeling, some of that inspire your content like Lord of the Rings did the lore?
Interesting.
We can ask that, but also I just want you to like go off. Who's your favorite? Who's not your favorite? How are you feeling?
Let me just start
spoiler
by saying,
alerts starting now.
At first I was like, I'm not watching RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm not into reality TV. Well, I don't really watch TV in general.
Well, this is, I don't want to interrupt you, but it's such a fucking thing. My God, it's the gayest thing a guy could do is go.
No, that's not what it's about.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying other people.
Yeah, Michael.
Strikers like, I can't watch that. I'm like, you're not
going
to fucking get. Yes, also, that's more gay of being like, I can't watch. You know what I mean? I'm just like, be comfortable with your sexuality. Who cares? It's fluid. It's blah, blah, blah.
I say all the time, being homophobic is one of the gayest things you can do. All the time I say that about people being like, I don't want to get near that. It's like, fuck off. It's because you're scared that like,
they're going to attach them together. I'm gay.
Your gayness is going to come out if you like get too close or you're going to like it or something. I don't know.
I don't know what I am and whatever.
RuPaul's Drag Race. I thought I was not going to like it. Not because of drag and LGBT, whatever. I'm not
LGBTQ.
I'm not anti
He's an
any
ally.
Of that.
He's an ally.
I just simply didn't want to watch a show of a bunch of people that were seemingly going to be really dramatic and all about what I don't know. I just didn't want to watch it. I don't watch reality TV. I'm not a Bachelor guy, whatever. Yeah, I watch The Traitors, very different. We put it on and I was like, okay, this is interesting. I'm interested in this, but I'm not fully there yet. Second episode, I was still very interested. Third episode, I'm all the way in. I was like, this is good TV. And then I looked into it. They're winning like Emmys all the time and shit like that. It's a good show. Good show. Highly recommend if you don't watch it. Even though I'm a straight dudes out there.
It's
a good show.
Culturally, a very important show. It's so important.
Yeah, it's also just cool to see people have such a, like it's definitely a niche interest. Drag.
I'm like, no, my bubble is so small. I'm like, everyone loves drag.
No, not even liking it. Doing it. Being a drag queen is very.
We have to go to a drag show.
For sure.
And we have to go and get like, we have to go and have like margaritas. Like it'd be so much fun.
Okay. So what I'm catching, I've never really been to, I've been to like a couple of drag things, but I'm not well versed in drag. But,
Why do you like the show?
I just love
what's surprising,
like different they can get. I love the confidence. It's just kind of like funny. Drag's supposed to be funny.
Of course.
You're not supposed to take it like crazy seriously or anything.
It's a persona.
That. Mm-hmm. And man, just the way that some of these people are to each other is funny. It's hilarious how just like snappy people get and the drama between them.
Plain Jane.
I'm all for it. So my favorite is Plain Jane. Connery put a picture in. Plain Jane is so confident. And I think what I really like about Plain Jane is that I wish I could be more like that, where Plain Jane just doesn't hold back any opinion, which I think can be a good thing sometimes.
Sometimes. It can be isolating and hurtful to others.
She doesn't hold back a single opinion. And so when a mandatory meeting.
And you know what? I respect it because I'm so sorry.
Yes, it's okay.
I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. I respect it because she is mean in her critiques about drag, about the art of drag.
Yes.
It's not about the person.
Yes, exactly. It's, so that's where I think a lot of times people don't critique art because drag is a form of art. They don't critique somebody's art and they can't separate the thing that somebody has created from the person, and people themselves have a hard time separating something that they've created or something that they're expressing from themselves as well. And Plain Jane is very good at just being like, I don't like your outfit. I don't like your makeup. I don't like this. Whatever.
She wasn't wrong.
Has nothing to do with you as a person.
No.
You might be beautiful and nice and
of course, talented.
But the things that you're doing here, I just don't like. I don't like it. And that's something that I think people need to be more open to in general. If someone shows you a song and you don't like it, don't yes. be like, this is good. I would yes. just be like, you
but
know
she,
what, honestly.
She was like coming for her and
for sure.
in different, yeah, she was really cool. And maybe like she's told to because like the producers or something too.
I also really fuck with Plasma. New York, hold it down. Plasma's a New Yorker mm-hmm. and also just has such a different style from the rest of the crew there. It's not just like your typical drag. It's very different.
The Queens, you say.
Yeah, the Queens. And has such confidence also in just the way that she moves and pops and sings and just like everything hits so hard with Plasma. And also there was a moment in the show, if you haven't seen, she kind of got like pushed back. She wanted to do this thing and everyone was like, no, we're going to do that. We're going to handle that. You should do this role. And she was like, okay, fuck that. Well, if I'm going to do this role, I'm going to do it. And then killed it, won that episode, all that stuff. And I was like, fuck yes. I love a good, like I told you so kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, watching some of these queens go, you know, it's sad. But also I know who's going to be towards the end for sure. It's yeah. going to be Nymphia Wind. It's going to be Plasma. It's going to be Plain Jane. And I think that's top three. I'm just going to leave it at top three. Those are my predictions. Will it make its way into our new stuff? I don't know.
I've never been more proud of you. I've never been more proud of you. A straight man talking about RuPaul's Drag Race, everybody. Let's, a moment of silence. Yep.
Thanks for that question.
That was amazing, Kyle.
Anastasia. Okay, next question. Next question. What you picked?
Okay. Oh, I was just talking about Canada, but
I'll just say it.
I just said Veronica from one Southern Ontario girl to another. What's a niche memory or experience that reminds you of your childhood? I'll go first. From randomly seeing Justin Bieber in a Forever 21 at my local mall, pre-baby era, and having no clue who he was, or visiting Canada's Wonderland every summer and lining up for hours just to meet people dressed up as Nickelodeon characters. My story is a mix of the both. I saw Justin Bieber. I think I told the story.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. Well, anyways, at Canada's Wonderland, which is really funny, pre everything.
Yeah.
It was like his first live performance, and
that's so cool.
I was love, and now we're like friends.
Kind of. Should hit him up and be like, "Bro,
no,
I love that you're fucking with Canada these days."
No.
All right.
This is not a niche thing, but I love Kortha dairy ice cream.
Hmm.
Shout out.
What is that?
It's an ice cream.
What is it though?
It's like
just a brand.
It's a brand, but they also have locations, but not very many, like maybe three.
What is it called?
Kortha Dairy.
Kortha?
It's also Kortha's a city.
There was this one. I don't know if this is a national thing in the US. I've been trying to find it elsewhere, but in New Orleans, there was this place called Bluebell Ice Cream or Bluebell Creamery, maybe. I don't know. But they had a flavor that was like cream cheese ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And so it had a bit of that like,
oh, it's like
cheesiness
a little
to it. Fucking good.
You fucked with it.
Yeah. Real good. I've been trying to find that somewhere.
Okay. And then I had this one. Do you think if you met in high school, would you be friends?
Me and you?
Mm-hmm.
I think probably. I think you definitely would have been one of those girls that was in, especially because I think you would mesh well with a lot of my high school friends that I've told you about before. My friend Graham in particular, I think if you guys were in a room together, you would just fucking go off and riff. He's one of my funniest friends from high school. And yeah, I feel like the humor that I had then, and from what I know about you, the humor that you had in high school, I feel like we would have totally clicked him. And plus I was doing I did theater stuff in 7th, 8th, and 9th grade, mm-hmm. and then switched over to the bowling team, whatever. But I was in choir and all that stuff. I feel like you would have been in my choir class and we would have goofed around and stuff like that.
Totally.
I'm thinking specifically, obviously, about my high school because that's what I know and remember. But yeah, we definitely would have been. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I was definitely I was one of those people that I kind of had a crew, but I was more of just a floater and was very friendly with everyone. And so I feel like you were similar.
Yeah.
In that. And we would have had fun.
Something that we've done a couple of times and we totally, maybe we just move it to the end where we thank our sponsors because we just get right into it so fast.
I know we do.
I think what we need to do is either just right from the jump, hit it and get into it and thank everybody, or we move it to the end and it's kind of like a credit roll sort of situation.
Yeah. Deal. I know. It's such a, do we keep it?
Well, we're going to do
it. Or is everyone kind of getting it? Do people skip over this part?
No. I think people love it because it always ends up going into a little...
something.
A little something.
A little something.
So okay. Let's rip it. Connery, cue the music. As always.
I have one...
don't cue it yet.
Don't cue it yet. I just want to talk about this really quick. Real quick. Kid Laroi and Tim McRae are dating. And I ship it. I love it. I think they
ship
are.
It.
I think this is the move. I think this is the move. Are they going to get married? I don't think so. But I think at their age, they need to be doing this, and they need. And I think that they're both.
She's Canadian.
She's fucking Canadian.
An Aussie and a Leaf.
That's right. Or is he New Zealand?
He's from Australia.
And I really and they're and. In, and they're awesome. And yes. I think that they are both talented too, even though are they both industry plants? I don't fucking know. I don't even know what that means.
It just means somebody that gets pulled at a very early stage in their career and just gets a ton of money shoved underneath them.
You know who, everyone's saying that
Bobby Altov
is one.
Is a plant?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
It
I don't
was,
know how she got
crazy
Drake or whatever, but she definitely came out of nowhere. Drake just did an interview with this girl.
And then she was like millions of views and then now
yeah,
is not but doing that good? I don't know.
To have industry plant status, you have to have had just like very little of any sort of career.
Well, I'm a plant, obviously.
And then a ton of backing from the industry. An industry plant is basically like who the industry is watering, you know,
right.
Like who they're giving the good soil to say.
I would say, wow, that's interesting. I thought it was like from nothing.
Yeah, basically. Just like that's what I'm saying. Yeah. They literally have like no little thing. It's wow. Industry plant isn't like, oh, well, sometimes it can be. Sometimes somebody will have like an idea for the branding of an artist. And then kind of just find somebody that they can plop into it. But that's so, I don't know. I don't really think that's much of a whatever. The term industry plant is so.
It's like narcissist or whatever. Like it's just like an overused term that means nothing now. Where it's like everyone's a plant. Well, it's like everyone is either in the industry or not. I don't know.
It's like saying, it's a synonym essentially, I feel like in a lot of ways for like, nepo baby, like when someone's like, oh, nepotism, it's just nepotism,
right?
It's like
oh, they still have to do the
I guess
stuff.
But I don't know, whatever. Anyway, Connery,
cue the
motherfucking music.
Oh, my lovely, lovely knights. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes. Sorry, King.
Oh, yes. I have a little bite of my chicken leg.
Sorry.
I'm starving. Oh, I'm one of those kings that is like, no, wait, I'm going to be, okay, I'm trying the voice. I'm one of those fat kings. I want to be like a fat king.
Yeah.
Who, fat PH, with that's like balding and like just eats like fucking turkey legs. That's what I'm
You have to get like a little like looseness to your jaw.
I'm one of those kids.
I'm one of those fat kings who's.
Can you do it?
I'm one of those kings who's. Where's me? Where's me chicken, peasant? Give me chicken.
On its way, sire.
Give me a chicken.
And the potatoes.
You want the potatoes?
What is this?
Get the king potatoes. Get the king potatoes.
Peasant, what is this list that you put in front of? What is this list that you put in front of me?
Of course, it's but the only finest and bravest knight in the country.
Ah, yes.
In all of the land. And you must thank them.
I'm supposed to thank them. Okay. Let's go. It's Sarah Dahlstrom, Hayden Coon, Lucy Walker Cox, Finn Bruce, Shelby C, Zan Badsick, Ashlyn, Jamo Yemo, Ayo Poopy Sponsor, Lily One of One, Erin Ruggiero, Cephalic Carson, Katie Chase, Nelson Brooks, James Dale, Eric Burke, Greg, Harrison Bailey, Bella Pedriga, Charlie, Jesse Lucas, Carlotta Ossenberg, Lydia Crow, Celia Lang, Sophie Karen Kolsky, Kelly Beach, Hot Sauce Haley, Dana Creasement, Mansour Wisa, Louis, Bill Yum, Emma Quimby, Haley Jeffers, Deal for Reals, Barton Legrand, Mike Redfern, Bellstone, A Diddy, Anastasia, Loli, Willie One of One. Whoa. We got Lily One of One, and now Willie One of One. Who is that? There might be something going there. Willie One of One, Savannah Wren, Amelia App. Pelt, Coco, Mia Babadia, Cross, Andre Sanchez, A, Jack Blore, Ali, Andrew Navarro, Laura Strelitz, Holden McGrine, Madeline Van Note, Bolshak Omano, Emma Bibbs, Maloney, Hive Mind, Riley, and Poppy Davies. Thank you to those knights. Now, peasant.
Yes.
Fetch me something I've never eaten before.
Never eaten before. Takis beef jerky.
What? What is this?
I developed it from the future. Yes. From my time machine. Wait, no. I don't have a time machine. I do.
Why is it?
I took it from Michael Reese's bedroom.
That would be something that's just like on his nightstand. Takis flavored beef jerky. Okay.
Also, I know you almost went into like, I wish you, anyway. Like you almost did like that kind of.
What?
I lost my spring.
It was song.
Find Veronica Spring.
Hashtag Find Veronica Spring.
My anxiety spring. My anxiety spring. I needed it all day.
Okay, we out.
We out. We love you so much.
Thanks for that. Episode 16. Subscribe and hit the notification bell because I guess it helps. That's what other YouTubers say. And what else? Oh, and if you're listening on Spotify, follow us.
Yes, rate us.
And if you're listening on Spotify, I always put a little question thing that it's fun to answer sometimes because we like to look at them and laugh and... what else? If you want to see extra stuff, like we're about to do an extra 30 minutes and then we do a full actually exclusive episode as well. That's like an hour long bonus episode stuff. Go to our Patreon link in the bio. And thank you.
And thank you.
We love it here. And I know I've said we're going to change this set and
it's going to happen. We just have to,
make a little bit of money.
We just have to pay rent and make some money. Okay.
I
have to pee.
Bye.
Bye. My spring.